You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. We are in the study of the book of Revelation. We've been in this for a year. For more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. There's a bunch of stuff on there. There's a link to hear prior podcasts. There's some 5 years worth of programs uploaded on there for you to peruse at your convenience. Many of the Sunday sermons at the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. And I've got 2 minutes this morning to give you a new introduction to our program here today. I want to invite you out to Island Community Church this week. Here's what's going on this week. We've just started the Gospel of Luke. We will be starting chapter 2 here on Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you. Sunday morning, we just started the book of Romans verse by verse. This coming Sunday, we'll be looking at famous texts. We'll be looking at the only group, actually there's two groups, and it's covered in this text, that I can think of that the Bible says that God gives up on them. That's what we're looking at. Romans chapter 1, we're going to be picking it up in verse 16, where Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Famous, famous text. Oh, what a great book this is, and what a great study this is going to be. Going through Romans. If you'd like to hear the intro to Romans, which I just preached a couple days ago, you can find it by going to WGOD Radio on Facebook or go to my website, WGODradio.com. You'll find it on there. You'll find the link there. I think it's called the Introduction to Romans. You'll hear that. I invite you out to Island Sunday to hear this sermon in chapter one. Look for the podcast, of course, on Sunday afternoon. So that's what's going on here. We're getting ready to wrap up Revelation here coming up. I'm not sure where we're going to go next. We might do either Romans or Luke, perhaps Romans right here on the radio. Coming up, I'm uncertain yet. We'll see where the Lord leads. I'll be praying to see what He wants me to do next here on the radio broadcast of WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. That's you and I. Remember, I think it's Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. It says, you and I will sit on thrones, judging the angels and the 12 tribes. Now, I know that's a promise given to his apostles, but you and I will judge angels. The apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 6, when he was condemning them for taking other Christians to court, he says, can't you handle these things yourselves? Do you not know that we will judge angels? Can't you take care of this little stuff? Why are you squabbling about these things? So that, I believe, is what it means. Verse 4 here, I saw thrones and they sat upon them and judgment was given to them. Now, this is the end of the age here. The Lord Jesus came back in chapter 19. Came back on a white horse. He didn't come back as little baby Jesus. They had no christening for him. Not going to crucify him. Not going to spit in his eye. They probably will blaspheme his name for a moment, But then it says that the Lord will destroy them. That's chapter 19, where it says this. It says, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, so that with it he should smite the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron and treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He has on his vesture and on his thighs a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, indeed, when Jesus comes back, there'll be no spitting in his eye this time. But this time there'll be knees bowing. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, no matter who you are. Mr. ISIS man cutting off people's heads. Osama bin Laden, no matter who you are. Head of the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Mikey Weinstein from the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation. Paul W. Esposito. All of us and me will bow the knee to the Son of God. And I do it with joy. With joy in my heart do I bow the knee to the Savior, Almighty God, who rules and reigns. Now here again, chapter 20, verse 4, I saw thrones and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy. Now there's another beatitude in the book of Revelation. There's 7 of them. Blessed be. Here it's blessed and holy is he, may I add, and she, that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. This word power here, it says the second death has no power. The Greek word is exousia. Sometimes it's difficult to know which way to translate this word. The same as it is in 1 John where it says, speaking of Christ, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. The word also means authority or the right. I love that word authority here in Revelation chapter 20. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no authority. Do you hear that? The second death's got no authority over you. You might as well go, Mr. Death, and go speak to someone else, because you've got no authority over me. You've got nothing on me. Like the Lord Jesus said of the devil, he's got nothing in me. Let me say, friend, I'm speaking to you, all of you who have received Jesus Christ, whose names are in the book of life, the second death's got no authority over you. It's got no right over you, and it's got no power over you. Because when you die and leave this world, you will be raised up again. And part of this first resurrection, never to see death again. Blessed and holy is he that has a part in this first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power. But they, meaning you, my friend, will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Notice the distinction between Father and Son. The Holy Trinity is 3 persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's not leave out the Holy Spirit. He's God too. Remember, Peter said, you have not lied to men, but to God. The Holy Spirit is God. He speaks for himself. Chapter 14, you read quotation marks around him speaking. The same as the book of Acts when he says, the Holy Spirit says, now separate from me Barnabas and Saul for the work of ministry. Chapter 14, I think it's verse 13, it says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks. He is a person and he's God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, I think it's verse 30, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit is God. He is a person. You can't grieve an entity or the wind. He's a person. Now, on to verse 7. When the 1,000 years are expired, Satan will be loosed out of his prison and will go out to deceive the nations that are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Okay, notice, first of all, this is a different, this usage here of Gog and Magog is talking in general terms. This is not the battle of Armageddon. That's already happened. I believe this is different, because we see Gog and Magog in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. That battle has already happened. The battle of Armageddon takes place prior to the Lord Jesus Christ returning to earth, riding on the white horse. This is another battle. This Gog and Magog is just used here as symbols. It's not talking about the battle of Armageddon. So again, we see Satan's released. He's released to deceive everyone on the earth. Notice, too, that people can still be deceived at this time. In the millennium, people can still be deceived. People can still sin. Now, verse 10, notice here now the unholy Trinity. Notice, too, Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet makes up this unholy Trinity. Verse 10, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. Now, this is why I say that Satan is not the Antichrist. He fills the Antichrist the same as he did Judas, but he's a different person. This is what I call the three stooges here. These are the first three people in hell that we see. We're about to get to the great white throne judgment coming up. That'll be in tomorrow's program, where there's going to be a whole lot of other people thrown into hell. But here we see Satan, that's the devil that deceived them, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, that's the Antichrist, and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Preachers get up on TV, Billy Graham, and you hear him say, and people say, the torment of hell is forever and ever. And people get up and say, nah, don't believe that. That's, once you die, you wink out and it's all over. Let me share with you what the Word of God says, friend. I encourage you to take what God says to the bank. He says, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Hell is no easy way out. I just heard it on the radio today that if you end up in hell, you will be an intruder, because hell was not created for you. It was created for the devil and his angels. And here, finally, after all this time, we see the devil thrown into the lake of fire where he belongs. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.